This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100
word stories. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. Well, my name's Lawrence Simon, and normally I read a 100 word story on this thing, or someone else will contribute a story for me to post here for all you to enjoy. But it's Saturday, so it's time for the weekly challenge, where I give out a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. Now, most people record their own, but some people get a little confused in the morning and mix up their chapstick with the crazy glue. Who hasn't done that? So when you need somebody to read it for you, I've got a perverted midget sex slave in the closet ready to haul out and read the tale for you.
I can snap Ann Coulter like a twig.
Right. let's find out the topic for this week. It was, eyes. Now, how many stories did we have this week? Six stories. Here we go. Yeah. All right. Rising to the challenge as always. Folks, thank you. Who are we going to get to go first? I guess I better count the votes from last week's challenge. 1, 2, 4. Ellison from Blog to Ellison. Congratulations, Ellison. How many times is that? 1 billion? Anyway, here's Ellison's story for the week.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100 word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This story is for the 10th weekly challenge, the topic of which is eyes. The story is entitled Clark. Ma and Pa Kent knew Clark was special from the moment they saw him. That the infant had crawled from the wreckage of what appeared to be a spaceship was clue one. Clue two was when he lifted their pickup truck over his head one-handed. He flipped it casually into the air and giggled when it landed, crushing a cow. But the kid was cute, and he obviously needed someone to take care of him. The Kents bundled him up and took him home. Pa Kent died 2 weeks later, with mysterious burns covering his body. Damn those X-ray eyes! This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
There it goes. That was Ellison of Blog to Ellison, a strange visitor from another planet called, Atlanta. Oh, and he says there will be more of his stories coming up soon, just in case you missed him. Yay! Okay, once the winner staggers off with the jug of milk and the roses, we let the rookies have their shot. And, amazingly enough, we have 3 rookies this week. Cool! First up to bat is Chris Dealey of, what isn't he a part of? The Podcast Friendly Music Countdown, Riding with the Window Down, FreshMediaWorks.com, everywhere. And he did one of these a long time ago when I was first starting out, so let's see what he's come up with since then.
Justice is Blind, a 100-word story by Chris Dealey. Justice is blind, Andy thought as he walked up to face the judge. Justice is blind, he reminded himself, when the well-heeled magistrate heard the case laid out before him. Justice is blind, the confidence building as friends and family rose in his defense. Justice is blind. The phrase steadied him as the prosecutor attacked him with unfounded lies and accusations. Justice is blind calmed his friends and family who knew he was wrongly accused. Justice would be served, everyone expected, as the sentence was handed down. 10 years, bellowed the bench. Justice needs to open her damn eyes.
I like that one. Thanks, Chris. Oh, and say hello to Nardo for me. No, you're Nardo, not mine. I can... Hi, Nardo. See, I said hi to mine. You can say hi to yours. Okay, next up to bat is a mysterious individual by the name of Kolek. That's K-O-L-E-K. Let's give a big aloha with Canadian bacon and pineapple on it to Kolek.
The Wolf, a 100-word story by Kolek. The traveler stopped in his tracks as a wolf appeared ahead. The wolf snarled and bared his fangs, closing in on his terrified prey. But something awoke in the traveler. With a newfound confidence, he stood tall and stared the wolf in the eyes. A battle of wills ensued between the man and the beast. Then something snapped. The cold winter air seemed to crackle, and the man strode forward, eyes still locked to the wolf's. The animal fell back, uncertain, and finally fled. The man roared in triumph, savoring his victory. Suddenly, a wolf leapt on him from behind.
I love those 180-degree turns at the end. Oh, yeah. Way to go, Kolek. Looking forward to more stories from you in the future. How about, let's see, Lisa from the Lemons and Lollipop site. What? She doesn't have a microphone? Oh, no. And the midget's laughing already. Fine, go ahead. Do your worst, midget.
On their first date, Julia watched as the charming gentleman she'd only met yesterday poured the champagne. She finished the glass quickly. His smiling gaze never left her face as he began to slice the meat that would be their dinner. Julia felt an urge to use the ladies' room. Third door on the right, he said. A little tipsy, she stumbled into the fourth door. Fumbling around for a light switch, she could feel shelves all around her on each wall. Confused, she finally found the switch, and it was then she saw them. Jars and jars of eyes.
Thank you, Lisa. Well, hopefully you can get a microphone for next week and keep this twisted midget back in his closet. So, three rookies, three stories, and I'm kind of hungry now. I better set this one up by 100-word stories veteran Andrew Ian Dodge before I head off to the kitchen. Make yourselves at home, everyone, and here's Andrew.
Sitting in front of the mass before me, I am in no doubt why things like this send people insane. I'm worried that I'm standing by this thing and not going out of my mind. Its millions of eyes, human or not, glare out at me in pain and utter torment. Somewhere is its own eyes. Because of my neckwear and small lower body tattoo, it can't touch me. I couldn't hurt it, but I certainly could make it go away, which is why I'm standing here. I am preparing for pain screams of the owners of those eyes.
That was Andrew Ian Dodge of AndrewIanDodge.com, otherwise known as Dodge Blogium, and he's got his own band, Growing Old Disgracefully, out there in London, and his own Dodging Reality podcast, and he has his own, let's see, what would be silly? His own fishing show. Oh, and he's 100 Word Stories regular. Okay, now that we've got Andrew done here, let's move on to the next person. Sharon Lynn, how's this pronounced? I keep getting this wrong. Falk? Then again, I can't get Chris Daly's name right. Anyway, no matter how you pronounce her name, she's back after so many weeks of taking a break. Here she is with her own story.
Every day, I watch the boy get out of bed and get ready for school. I waited patiently for the boy to come home at 4:05. I could feel the bus rumbling down the street and could feel myself begin to drool. The boy dropped his books and jacket at the front door. He ran down the hall to his room and threw open the door. He grabbed his toy cars and began playing on the floor. Finally, he looked up and grinned. and I knew that he had brought me another handful of bird's eyes to snack on. Yum.
And if you're looking for more bird's eyes as snacks, you can find Sharon at the Well, it's spelled right in the links in the show notes. That's all six stories for this week, so you know what's coming next. Somehow in my distant past, I picked up a strange glowing meteor that was the final remains of the exploded planet, well, the exploded planet Y, which we all know was blown up by those crazy maniacs over at
Planet Z.
Let's hear what they have in store for us this week and hope they don't blow us up.
Wandering for so long, we don't remember who we were when we were alive. All I know is this is our home, and we don't like anybody else coming around here. One day, this strange yellow ball appears, and it starts to eat, and eat, and eat. We chase it away, but it keeps coming back to eat more. So, we surround it, tell it to leave, and we are afraid. Run from the yellow thing, it wants to eat us. One by one, it devours us. Nothing left but our eyes. Fly, fly back home. Yellow devourer.
There you have it. Seven stories about eyes. Thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories. Job well done. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit. Until then, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfulofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. They'll go first next week. There's more to do at the archive site, you know. Well, you've got, you can leave comments, you can check out all the archives of the 100 word stories and weekly challenges. There's over 600 to choose from. You could fill up an iPod. Like, well, you can't fill it up now that they're putting like 300 gig hard drives in them. But they're all there. And there's plenty of subscription options there, too. You can even rate this podcast at Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, even iTunes. How about this for you? If you rate and review the podcast, let me know, and I'll send you an autographed CD with a collection of all the 100-word story podcasts ever recorded here. Even if you say this podcast stinks, I'll send them, and then you can smash the CD or use it to fight ninja. How's that for a deal? Well, it's late, so let's finish things up here. What? The music? Oh, this music is Mason's Apron from the Flying Fish Sailors. They're a local band here. They do the Renaissance Festival every year. I thought I'd give them a little props here. They've got some great tunes. I think you should buy all their albums, go over them at flyingfishsailors.com. And me? Well, I'll be selling smokes in the cafeteria. Good night, everyone.